This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM! The Fan! WFAN!
Cell number three, it's 9:04. Here on this Wednesday evening, it's JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski. We're guiding you through the next 2 hours right here on The Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666 and trying to get a sense for what the Masters going to look like here in 2020, being played in November. Whole lot of uncertainty. So to help us break down the Masters field, let's welcome in Cam Rogers. He's the host of the Tiger Woods podcast on the Believe Network. Follow him on Twitter at MrRogers99. Cam, it's John Jastrzemski. What's happening, brother? How you doing, man?
John, great to be with you, sir. It is weird to talk about the Masters in November, but you know what? It's 2020. We're adapting, and hell, we're here for it.
Yeah, buckle up. Listen, we're happy to play in the tournament. Maybe they should have played it a couple months earlier. That's a story for a different day. Cam, let's start here. As far as the conditions, as far as what we should expect Augusta to play like, you think about April and the season of spring. We're talking about November. We're talking about a couple of rainy days. From people you've talked to, from what you've heard, what kind of shape is this course going to be in?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting test for these guys this week, JJ. First of all, I thought this was going to be a dry, crusty, hard Augusta National, because in November you're thinking dry and 60 degrees, heck, maybe even 40s in the morning. That ain't the case here this week. Unseasonably warm in Augusta, Georgia this week. And you mentioned the precipitation, 100% chance of rain tomorrow, along with some thunderstorms as well. So this is going to be a soggy, sloshy Augusta National this week. So that lends me to look at the Bombers. You mentioned McIlroy on your show a little bit earlier. He's a guy I'm staring at for this week. Not a lot of roll on the fairways. You're going to have some receptive greens as well because of the damp conditions. So I'm expecting a lot of scoring. The record at this tournament, 18 under par, we could be pushing that number, JJ, this week just because of the scoring conditions that we're going to have, the dampness of the course, and really the receptive greens that allow you to hit the golf ball close and you can keep it there and not worry about it rolling off the green.
Fascinating stuff. Now, in many ways, this has been the year of Bryson DeChambeau. You know, he transforms his body. He's hitting the ball a country mile. I mean, Cam, he's doing things on the golf course I wish I could do. I mean, I think there are a whole lot of guys wishing they could hit the ball, you know, 350 at will even if they're planting in the rough, trying to set themselves up to hit it as far as possible, shorten the hole, find the way to score. You get the sense, wet conditions, slop, does that favor a guy like Bryson?
Oh, absolutely. I think Bryson DeChambeau has a really good shot at winning yet another major championship. He just won one at the U.S. Open at Winged Foot. And by the way, I didn't give him a shot at that tournament. And sure enough, he proved me wrong winning that one. So, heck, I can't question his game at all. I mean, I think he is really setting up well for this week. Easily the talk of golf outside of Tiger Woods since this PGA Tour restart, winning the Rocket Mortgage Classic in July, and then, of course, the U.S. Open, tied for eighth most recently at the Shriners, added 40 pounds of muscle. And really, like you mentioned, trying to do his own thing, swing as hard as possible, hit it as far as possible, and allow himself to have those short shots into the green and not have to worry about hitting four irons and five irons into these greens. No, for him, it's just wedges. So he's going to be playing a different course this week. He even joked, yeah, he's playing like a par 67, something like that, because, you know, he hits it so long. So I think he's totally going to be a factor. I think he's going to feast on these par fives. Par five scoring is critical at Augusta National, and I think Bryson is going to do his thing. Now, with that said, there is some volatility to his game. If he goes a little wild and sprays it off the tee and finds himself in the woods constantly, look, this guy can miss the cut too. So, you know, he's the favorite, he's the talk, and, you know, if there's any indication, his press conference nearly went 30 minutes. That's longer than Tiger's press conference. So, obviously, Bryson is garnering a lot of interest right now.
Who are the guys that you're going to stay away from this week? Who do you think, come Masters 2020, November, course doesn't exactly put it as strengths?
Yeah, I'm looking at guys who really aren't coming in with great form in particular. Adam Scott, who just got off of COVID, by the way, really isn't playing all that great. He's a Masters champion, so maybe some of the public will kind of buy into that and say, hey, oh, we can draw off of that and he'll play well. I don't think so. Colin Morikawa is making his debut at the Masters. He's a name that people are looking at. Obviously won the PGA Championship earlier this summer. For a first-timer, I'm going to go with no on Colin Morikawa. He kind of has disappeared since that PGA win, and understandably so. You get a lot of attention when you win your first major championship. So I'm staying away from him a little bit. And Gary Woodland is a guy who obviously is a major champion in his own right, but there's something wrong with him. His game is all out of sorts right now. And he is a bomber off the tee. That's a good thing for this course. But other than that, he's really not garnering a lot of interest for me just because of his recent form. And, you know, there's some injury question marks there that I'm really not a fan of. And then, you know, in terms of Bryson, by the way, I would stay away. I mean, I just don't really believe in the favorite winning this week in particular. Rarely do you see the major favorite winning in that particular week, at least in this post-Tiger Woods era of dominance, if you will. So, yeah, I'm staying away from Bryson and the other guys that I listed off there.
We got Cam Rogers from the Believe Podcast Network. He does a podcast that is centered around Tiger Woods. Last year, you know the deal, Cam. That was magical. That was as good as it gets. Tiger seals the deal with the redemption story and puts on another green jacket. Tiger's had a very quiet year. Hasn't done a whole lot. He loves this golf course, though. Where do you see Tiger Woods in his chances of being competitive in this tournament?
Yeah, so here's the deal with our guy, Tiger. Two schools of thought here. First of all, the recent form, and then the course history. Let's start with the recent form, which really isn't all that great. Eight measured events leading up to this 2020 Masters. He's losing strokes off the tee, losing strokes around the green, losing strokes putting. The only thing he's actually doing better than average on the PGA Tour is his iron game, his approach shot. So that has been steadily good for the last year. But other than that, yeah, you got to go back to when COVID wasn't a thing for the last time Tiger actually had a top 10 on the PGA Tour, January of 2020. So it has been some time. Now, like you said, we're talking Tiger, we're talking Augusta, we're talking magic. And he has shown up to Augusta with virtually no form and played well before. I'll take it back to 2010. Remember the scandal and the long layoff? And then he shows up and finishes tied for fourth out of nowhere. 2015, he had the chipping yips, which were so bad. He had the back issues, had no business playing on the weekend, finishes tied for 17th. So there's something about driving down Magnolia Lane that brings in these good feelings for Tiger Woods. And I give him a shot here this week, absolutely. I did not give him a shot at the U.S. Open or the PGA just because of the length of the rough and that back hacking it out of there. But at Augusta, you can spray it a little bit. You can't be wild, but a little bit is okay. And I think Tiger Woods, just knowing this course like the back of his hand, he has a chance. I mean, he just did it 19 months ago.
Cam, you got a dark horse candidate for me to win this tournament?
How about this name? Lee Westwood, who used to lurk on the major leaderboards all the time and all of a sudden is playing really good golf, almost found a fountain of youth, if you will. He's been playing really well on the European Tour, finished inside the top 10 multiple times there, and then played Houston last week, missed the cut, which I kind of like, by the way, because everybody might be off of him now. Well, I'm still on with him because in terms of his long-term form, within the last month or so, he's playing really solid golf, has played well at Augusta before. He was right there with Phil back in 2010, you may recall. So give me a little Lee Westwood as a nice value play.
Okay, you like Lee Westwood. Let's get to one of my favorite players on the tour, who, quite frankly, I don't expect a whole lot out of this week. That's Phil Mickelson. I love Phil. He's the guy I love rooting for. Are we just at a stage now in his golf career where asking him and hoping that he is going to put together four really good days is just unrealistic?
I would not say it's unrealistic, but I would say it's pretty close. Phil actually has done okay at the Masters the last few years, finished 18th last year, 36th the year before. So I mentioned that whole fountain of youth argument with Lee Westwood and, of course, with Tiger Woods garnering that experience at Augusta National and implementing it into his play in that particular week. Phil Mickelson can kind of do the same thing. Look, we've seen guys of his age show up on leaderboards at this very tournament before. Fred Couples, Bernhard Langer. It can be done, and we know how Augusta can sometimes cater to that lefty who hits that bleeding cut like Phil Mickelson does. That right-to-left movement works really well at this particular course. I don't want to talk him up too much, JJ, and make you think that he's going to be floating on that first page come Sunday afternoon. But, you know, I mean, I could say he could make the weekend and maybe finish inside the top 25, something like that.
All right, Cam. Who's your pick? Who's your guy? I'm putting you on record right now. The 2020 Masters winner will be.
All right, so I'm basically giving you the answer key to the test right now. No need to watch on Sunday afternoon because Jon Rahm will be putting on that green jacket and will be winning his first major championship of his career. Tied for second most recently at the Zozo Championship, a winner at the Memorial earlier this summer, won during the FedEx Cup playoffs as well, bomber off the tee, crushes the par fives, has a balanced game, and the only knock on him, JJ, was his mentality and showing too much emotion on the golf course. Well, that's all out the window. He has adapted and has really changed his mindset on the golf course, and I will throw in the fact that there are no patrons out there that can distract him either. He can really be in his own game. So give me the Spaniard, Jon Rahm, to win come Sunday afternoon.
Cam Rogers, Believe Podcast Network. Cam, outstanding stuff. Appreciate a couple of minutes. Enjoy the golf this weekend. I know I'll be dialed in. I know it's going to be a great way to start Sunday, leading right into all the football stuff. So keep up the good work. I'll be following, and we'll see if Jon Rahm is going to end up being a winner here, my friend. Good stuff, all right?
Hey, man, appreciate it. Love the show, and it's great to be on for the first time. I really appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. Pleasure's all mine. Good stuff there. Cam Rogers got his stuff together. Young guy all over the golf. Likes Jon Rahm to bring it home. Okay. We got a lot more to do. Why Russell Westbrook to the Knicks is a terrible idea. Marcus Stroman accepts the qualifying offer. And is Trevor Bauer number one on your priorities list if you're a New York Mets fan? We get back to your calls at 877-337-6666. We'll come right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.